I'm Tracy Ellis, and this is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Washington State Senate Republican Caucus. Washington workers have to start paying the Washington Cares long-term care payroll tax next month. So someone making just over $50,000 a year will pay about $24 a month. If you don't move out of Washington, you'll be eligible for a lifetime maximum benefit of $36,500 after paying into the program for 10 years. Now, the money is for extended care, such as a nursing home, home health care, and dementia support. With me right now is Senate Republican Leader John Braun. And, you know, Senator, I know Republicans oppose this program. Why?
I want to be clear up front. It is a problem worth working on that we ought to solve. We ought to help people plan for the cost of long-term care as they age. It's a real problem. But this law as passed by the Senate, by the Democratic majorities a few years ago, doesn't really solve the problem in any way that helps people. In fact, it hurts people with the way it taxes, particularly on folks that are already living close to the margin, paycheck to paycheck, and they get very little for it. You talked about $36,500, that's a lifetime maximum. It could likely be much less than that in many cases. It goes out at a very slow rate. And those who have been involved with long-term care, maybe for their relatives, they realize that it pays for just a fraction of the care and not for very long. And what we've done by putting this plan in place, trying to put this plan in place in the state of Washington, we've driven out all the private sector options that were viable, that were less expensive, that provided more benefits, that were portable. So if you move to a different climate or to be with your children as you age, you could take them with you. So this is just the wrong solution for a very real problem.
Yeah, you mentioned a couple times, you said it's a real problem. So is there anything that can be done in your mind to make this workable?
I think so, absolutely. First of all, we should do more to support the private market. There is a private market here, and people will say, well, that's super expensive. But that's not actually entirely accurate. There's a whole range of options, or I should say there were a whole range of options in the private market, from relatively inexpensive plans that actually cost less than what this state-run long-term care program would provide and offer, in many cases, more benefit and portable benefit, to very expensive platinum plans. And not everyone, they don't fit everybody. You could pick one that would suit your needs and that you could afford. In all cases, or nearly all cases, you'd be better off than the state-run solution, and it was sustainable. So yeah, what we should be doing is now rebuilding our private sector options. And perhaps even this was suggested in a bill from Representative Stokesbury last year, is maybe if the state really wants to help, a way to do that would be to provide some level of underwriting to bring down the risk for private companies and therefore the cost for individual citizens.
So it's not like Republicans are just saying, let's get rid of this program and not do anything at all. There are actual bills. You even mentioned one that have been proposed to get after this.
That's true. From the very time this was up for consideration, I think it was in 2019 is when it first came up. 2018, I guess. No, 19, whichever year. From the very first time this bill came up, Republicans have been very candid that, yeah, we should work on this problem. This solution does not work. It's mathematically flawed. It doesn't work. We've offered amendments to improve this. Frankly, that's hard to do. We've offered all options to not do this and do something else. So we're open to solving the problem. We just don't want to continue to push on a solution that doesn't work and, frankly, doesn't help Washingtonians in a real way.
Senate Republican Leader John Braun with me. I'm wondering if this program, it starts in July, combined with inflation, which really hasn't subsided at all, and other cost increases like the gas price hikes related to the state's cap and trade program. At some point, will all these costs be too much for people to bear? Maybe you've said this before, maybe people got a raise or something, but it seems like costs are escalating on people right now.
That's 100% true, Tracy. It's become unaffordable. If you are, if you're in the middle and you're having trouble affording, food and gas and your rent every month, if you could just barely afford it 6 months ago, and you can't afford it today. And as I said, you mentioned, I've said this so many times, you probably got a substantial raise. Most folks did get a raise in the last year. And you can't afford it now because food, gas, housing, childcare, healthcare, we're driving the price of every one of these up with our policies. And this is another case where with good intentions, we're adding more cost. And it may not seem like a lot of cost, but if you're living paycheck to paycheck and they just took another $24 out of your paycheck for this week, and you needed that to pay for gas to get to work, it's a real problem. They didn't think through the implications. I get that they want to help solve this problem, but there are better, more affordable ways to solve it that don't put people in such a pinch.
I do want to let people know that there are some who are able to opt out of paying this tax. If you live outside of Washington, are the spouse or registered domestic partner of an active duty service member of the U.S. Armed Forces, have a non-immigrant work visa, or are a veteran with a 70% service-connected disability rating or higher, go to the Washington Cares website to learn more. But, you know, that's just a small number of people. There are going to be a lot of people come July when they see this for the first time on their paychecks. They're going to be wondering what the heck is going on.
Oh, yeah. I don't think people realize how big an issue. It's going to be a big issue for people already living here that weren't paying attention, or they thought, you know, when this came up a year and a half ago and it was delayed, they thought it just went away. And now all of a sudden it's going to come out of their paycheck. They're going to be upset. No question about it. But it goes beyond that. For the folks that don't live here yet, if you're a company in Washington, you're trying to recruit folks to come here, and this, they become aware, oh, hey, by the way, we're going to take this amount, this payroll tax out for a benefit that's probably not going to help you. It becomes a liability for folks trying to recruit and bring new people to Washington. I think just as we talked about earlier, just the opposite is going to happen. People are going to add it up, and all these additional costs, including long-term care payroll tax, are going to drive people to think about locating somewhere other than the great state of Washington.
Yeah, and if they decide to do that after paying, just say they paid into the program for 10 years and said, you know, I decided to move, now they're not going to be eligible to get any of that money back because it's not, as you said before, as you said earlier, it's not portable. So, yeah. If you could change one thing about it, would that be it?
It's hard to know where to start. I would change one thing by getting rid of it and trying again. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the fact that they recognize the problem and they put a solution forward, that is commendable. If they did that and they said, oh, hey, it looks like the problem doesn't work or the solution doesn't work and stop there, no harm, no foul, right? We all have problems we deal with. We try to kind of find solutions. It's only when we find out the solution doesn't work, it doesn't solve the problem, and we insist on pressing ahead anyway, that we do real harm. And that's what this is doing, is going to be doing real harm. But to answer your question, I guess if I had to pick one thing just today, we can only do one thing. I think the portability is the most thing, the most important. And there's a lot of reasons, good reasons. People who live in our state right now would move in the future. And after paying into this possibly for, you know, 30 plus years, to say now you don't even get the limited benefit you paid for just seems, you know, patently unfair.
Senate Republican leader John Braun, thank you. The Elephant in the Dome is the official podcast of the Washington State Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis.